Yo, long time no hear, long time no see, long time we haven't been here in a minute. What up, world? How you feeling? How you living? It's your main man, Torian Terrell, aka Mr. Preppy Boy, in the building, doing a solo dolo. A lot of things have transpired since last we talked. Went through a whole pandemic, but I haven't talked to you guys like I wanted to. I haven't got a chance to say anything. We back. Let's say it like that, we back. You know what I'm saying? And during the course of everything, I'll explain. But so everybody who know, what's understood never have to be explained. But anyway, got a lot to talk about. I have to talk about the verses last night. That shit was crazy, man. Crazy. I assume that Mario won from all I've been seeing on IG. It was quite interesting. I found it funny how, folks was dragging Ray J through the mud because he didn't sound too good. But, the man actually put the microphone up to go ahead and be a businessman. And we all know the old saying, if you once you stop using it, you lose it or whatever. And he ain't done that. I promise you, if he got into acting, his acting will probably be just the same. I believe he can sing. I believe Ray J can sing. I bought the One Wish album. I've got the name of the album, but I did buy that album. I thought it was dope. Hell, I was singing songs off of it. Back then. They brought my boy Jeremiah. I think Jeremiah was probably drunk. Folks was dragging him, saying he sounded like shit and everything. He knew he sounded like shit. That's why he went and sung that other song. And we sometimes we can meet. Yeah, that song. Whatever. But that's why he started singing next. He knew he sounded like shit. Birthday sex didn't sound like birthday sex. It sounded like breakup sex. That's what it sounded like. It was horrible. But I ain't going to dog my boy. That's Chicago all day. Marion, he did put on a good show. He did. But what really irked the fuck out of me was the pre-versus before the main versus. That whole thing, I know I talked about Ray J first, but yeah, that shit was just a whole debacle. It was a whole fucking debacle. And I hope Trilla, whoever, Switzerland, Timberland, whoever, I hope they don't do that shit ever again. I could deal with the DJs doing what DJs do and shit. That was just too much. It was too fucking long. I understand, all y'all was once screen tour age and all that other shit. Now y'all grown. And, it was just like little grown men fighting. Not even fighting, but just battling on fucking stage and shit. But oh well. What else happened? The draft was last night. My fault. Let me rewind, go back to the verses. Omarion brought out Tank, the Crumpin' Clowns. Bro, Jeremiah. He did a new song with Summer Walker. I think that more so Omarion was getting offended by some of the shit Mario was saying. But Mario didn't have none of that shit. He just brought some dances to be like, to crack a joke at Omarion. And I think Omarion was getting kind of defensive with certain things and, try to be a tough guy and all that stuff. Listen, even though you from a hood that's probably well known and fucking the toughest hood in America or whatever, That don't mean you're tough. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean you're a tough guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Chicago, and I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of that in my short lifetime. A lot of motherfuckers, I'm from over here, I'm from over there, but you still got your ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what Mario was trying to be like, even though he was trying to keep it music. But I guess when Mario said something about him walking through Inglewood or whatever, he was like, be careful. He was saying shit like that to Mario. Mario didn't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? He read the assignment, and he did what he was supposed to do with the assignment. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I just want to talk about that. The Verses was not that good to me. I wasn't entertained. Usually I had me a drink and be, nah. I really wish they would go back to what it was when it was the pandemic and they were at home getting it in like that. Because shit, it was more entertaining. You know what I'm saying? They were still doing Teddy Riley fucking audio problems. That was happening on the fucking stage and shit. But, oh well. Oh fucking well. Anyway, the draft was last night. The NBA draft was last night. I've got the young man's name. He went to Orlando. He's from Duke. You know, I guess it's just a nice way to send Coach K out, having one of his players go number one for the last time. You know, Chicago, we got a kid, Daniel Terry, I believe, from Arizona. I watched some of his stuff. You know, he seems a total package, but he has a lot of tangibles. A lot of tangible things that Chicago Bulls can use, you know. I don't know, yeah. I know y'all probably used to, you know, Toria and Duke on the side of me. You know, shit, they ain't here right now. I'm here. But just wanted to talk to y'all because I really haven't talked to y'all about nothing in a minute, you know, and I promise you, I am not on lockdown, but I am recovering from an injury, so y'all probably gonna hear from me a lot in the next month or so, whatever, until we all form back up together or whatever. But me, I am recovering from a leg injury. Stupid leg injury, you know what I'm saying? But I will talk more about that. I just really wanted to just talk to y'all because, shit, I love podcasting and I just really haven't talked to y'all in a minute. Hope y'all missed us. I hope you missed me. You know what I'm saying? Just wanted to talk to y'all a little bit because there's so much more I could probably say, but I ain't write nothing down. I ain't scheduled. I just felt compelled just to get on and talk to y'all. You dig? So hopefully you guys are tuned back in and listen to the podcast. You can catch us on iHeart, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher. I forgot all of them because I haven't done this in so long, man. I really feel like I'm forgetting something. But it feels good to just talk to y'all again and talk more. I'm gonna come, you know, I'm probably gonna hop back on here again tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is Saturday. And shit, I ain't got shit to do either. You know, I really don't know what else to talk about. Cause I have so much to say in my head. It's like a whole bunch of shit that we can talk about. Oh, yes. We're gonna have more interviews with some local Chicago celebrities and some other celebrities that may come down the line. Hopefully, we get some NBA players, some WNBA players. You know, check us out on YouTube as well. My bad. I forgot to tell y'all. Yeah. Check us out on YouTube. We'll be live streaming on the social media and everything. Yeah, man. I know it sounds like I'm mumbling, which I probably am. But shit. I'll holler at y'all, man. Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all listening to me. And I appreciate that. I love you. Peace. Namaste. And also, you can holler at your boy on IG. Preppy Boy for Life. PreppyBoy, the number 4, LYFE. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me. Let me know what you want me to talk about, what you want us to talk about. Let me know what's on your mind, what you don't like, what you do like. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Oh, yeah. And follow me on TikTok. Same name. All my social medias is Preppy Boy for Life. On TikTok, on Twitter, shit, all them shits. Follow me. I'll let y'all. Peace.